Losing weight is one thing, but keeping it off, that's where it gets really frustrating. That's why Weight Loss by Hers now offers access to the FDA-approved Wegovy pill and the FDA-approved Wegovy pen. Wegovy is designed to help you lose weight and keep it off. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/48hours to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/48hours. forhers.com/48hours. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com. Wellness routines often fail for one simple reason, and I can speak from personal experience here. They're too complicated to stick with. Too many bottles, powders, and steps usually means they get skipped when life gets busy. Grüns is designed to simplify that. Grüns is a convenient, comprehensive formula in one delicious daily pack of gummy bears. It combines a multivitamin, green supplement, and prebiotic into one complete daily serving. Each serving comes as a daily pack of gummies because you can't fit this level of nutrition into just one gummy. It's formulated with intention, vitamins at 100% daily value and minerals around 25% to support balanced daily nutrition. It also includes 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is 3 times the amount found in leading greens powders, and more than 2 cups of broccoli. Grüns ingredients are backed by over 35,000 research publications. Grüns is vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, with no artificial colors or flavors, and it is HSA/FSA eligible. Save up to 52% off with code HOURS at grüns.co. That's code HOURS at grüns.co. Welcome to Postmortem. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Green, and today we're discussing Michaela Meavy, who was first reported missing by her husband, Frank Byers, in 2023. Now, he told police that his wife had gone out on a date with another man, saying that they had an open marriage, but then she never returned from that date. An extensive search was launched, and Lieutenant Dakota Black, a tracker and detective with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, was brought in on this case. So joining me now is 48 Hours correspondent Peter Van Sand, who reported on this episode. Peter, it's always great to see you.
Hi, Anne-Marie. Great to be with you again.
And of course, we want to remind the viewers and listeners, if you haven't listened to this episode of 48 Hours, you can find it in your podcast feed, the full audio version of it. So go take a listen, then come on back for this conversation, because we got questions and Peter has the answers. So, Peter, Michaela and Frank Byers, they're living in a small rural town of Macomb, Oklahoma. Lieutenant Dakota Black described the area as beautiful and serene, and it certainly looks that way, but also said there are a lot of dark secrets that live there, too. What did she mean by that?
Well, it's hard to believe, but Oklahoma has the highest rate of domestic violence of any state in the country. And Dakota Black told us she, in her own life, has experienced violence in a relationship. And while Macomb only has a population of less than 30, and keep in mind, Michaela, Frank, and the girls, they make up 20% of the population of Macomb, it's near an intersection of multiple interstate highways. And Dakota Black said criminals moving through the area are known to dump victims' bodies there. And there are people living in Pottawatomie County in poverty. There, some are off the grid with no electricity or running water, toilets, or even a roof over their head. There are some drug problems, and it's an open carry state. A lot of people have firearms. And Lieutenant Black said they have missing people that are never found, homicides that are never solved. And I do want to say that while the sheriff's office there is small, they serve this large rural county with distinction and professionalism, and they were outstanding in their efforts to find Michaela.
That's the impression that I got just from watching the hour. Like, they just seem so on point and so unbiased and completely focused on like where the evidence is driving them.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about Michaela and Frank's relationship. They were old high school classmates. They did not date in high school, but then many years later, out of the blue, Frank contacts her on Facebook and they start a relationship. They are married in 2022, and it's a large blended family because Michaela, she already has two kids. Frank has four of his own daughters. But was Michaela's family worried about the relationship that she had with Frank? Because there must have been red flags.
Yeah. Her sister, Andrea, said that at the beginning of this relationship, Frank was a romantic person. One time he left rose petals in the bathtub. But that didn't last long, according to the family. Michaela couldn't have kids of her own, but she had such a maternal gene. And her family believes that these four kids that Frank had were really a draw for her, more than Frank himself. Detectives believe that Frank used those young girls, his four daughters, to lure Michaela in. He told her that they'd been abused by his then girlfriend, and investigators would later determine that that was all a lie and a tactic he used to convince other women to be with him as well. You might say it was Frank's business model, and it worked.
What a way to describe it.
And her mother, Barbara, and her sister, Andrea, say that they saw bruises on Michaela. But Michaela said they were just from roughhousing with the kids, and the family believed her at the time. And looking back now, the family wished they had questioned her more about those bruises. According to Barbara and Andrea, he was also a compulsive liar. And Frank had this pattern of cheating, lying, and Michaela had left at least once. Let him know, that's it, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. But she came back. She always felt, because of this devotion she had to those four children, that she couldn't leave them just in Frank's hands.
Michaela's sister, Andrea, said that they were headed for divorce and Michaela had temporarily moved to another structure on the property. But then on September 15th, 2023, Michaela returns home from work intending to pick her things up and leave for good. But she was never seen alive again. Frank then reports Michaela missing in the afternoon of September 16th, and the responding officer, Deputy Dustin Richardson, went to the buyer's property to check it out. Typically, police will wait longer than just a few hours for a missing persons report, but why did Richardson decide to investigate this one, you know, relatively quickly?
Yeah, Investigator Richardson, his instincts right away told him this just isn't adding up. He listened to Frank on the 911 call and also spoke to Frank on the phone, and he just had a hunch that something seemed off. And when he got there, Frank launched into his explanation as if he had a story planned out in Richardson's mind, that the last time he saw Michaela, she was leaving to go on a date with a bald man in a white truck. And Frank also claimed that they had an open marriage. And he said that they agreed to this arrangement to try to fix their marriage.
And we hear on Deputy Richardson's body camera footage that he thought Frank Byers was squirrely. You know, as an audience member, I kind of went through, like, what does that word mean? To me, when I hear somebody squirrely, I think of them as kind of like a fast talker. Someone's got an answer to everything, but nothing's adding up.
Squirrely is a great word, and it just means you can't trust him. There's something about him that's just not right. And that's what he picked up on right away.
Right. So he goes to the school where she works, where Michaela works as a teacher's aide. And then he goes back to the buyer's property. And Frank, at this point, has smashed open the lock to the structure where Michaela was living temporarily when she sort of like moved out of the first structure because she doesn't want to be with him. This is all starting to look kind of more and more suspicious to Richardson. What is it that is bothering him?
Well, Richardson asked Frank if he had a gun because they had discovered some shell casings inside Michaela's shed where she lived. And Frank said yes, and he shows the gun to Richardson. Well, Richardson noticed he was able, through his training, to tell that the gun had been recently fired. And Frank told him that, well, these shell casings on the floor of Michaela's shed were from Michaela, get this, shooting at coyotes on the property. He claimed she would sit inside her shed with the door open and fire at coyotes, which was ridiculous to her family because she hated guns. Mm. And the shell casings were found that they were going in a direction that showed that the shooter was not firing outside of her shed, but rather into the shed, which told Richardson, we may have a homicide scene here.
Right. This guy's, something's off about what he's telling police. So this missing persons investigation pretty quickly turns into a criminal investigation. There's a massive search that's launched, and we are introduced to Lieutenant Dakota Black. She's leading the charge. She is a detective, but she's also a tracker. What exactly is a tracker?
Well, Dakota Black told us that she is trained to look for signs that a normal detective might not see. She found people in all kinds of places, like trees and houses that didn't belong to them. And she's trained to use her power of observation to look for the little clues, like evidence that someone had once been through an area, details that others might miss, helping to locate missing people, fugitives, or suspects. People always think of a tracker, too, from the old cowboy movies and saying, yes, someone was just here 45 minutes ago.
So true.
She's not that precise,
right,
but she's close, and she has a way about her that she notices things that others don't.
Well, listeners may also associate the term with the CBS show that we have called Tracker, starring Justin Hartley.
When things or people go missing, I get hired to help find them.
All right, so he's a sort of a bit of a lone wolf, this character. Lone wolf, right, wolf for hire. But Lieutenant Dakota Black is not. She's an essential part of a team at the county sheriff's office, right, Peter?
Absolutely. Cops have always told me, you know, that they stay emotionally detached, sort of like a doctor treating a patient. But Dakota Black keeps her heart right on her sleeve, and that extra caring, that devotion really works for her. And during one interview with producer Liza Finley, Dakota Black teared up. She cried as she thought about the horrors that Michaela went through and how in her own life she had been threatened. I had never seen this level of emotion from a law enforcement detective ever in my career. Yeah. And that passion pushed and pushed her to get this case solved.
And as I understand it, Dakota's whole team was kind of singing her praises.
Absolutely. Her colleagues, they have so much respect for her. Dakota Black is a woman in her early 30s, and she's working with a lot of male colleagues, some of whom she's in charge of. And she said, you can ask all the guys. They call me a cool dude with long hair because I'm meaner than any of them, and they know to listen to me. And Dakota Black brings her own dog, Haven, to serve as a comfort dog to victims and for herself. If they ever make a TV show about her, here's a detective with a comfort animal in her office. And we have Dakota Black talking about her dog, Haven.
She works with victims of homicides. She also works with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, and then as well as with children. And she works with a lot of victims every year. Her first year we had her, she worked with over 300 victims. They can cry on her, they can love on her, they can hug her. Sometimes she will lick them, you know, but she just provides comfort for them. And that's what her name represents, which is a safe place. So that's what she does for our victims. And she does a good job.
I was really struck by the professionalism and the humanity of this whole team in Pottawatomie County. Dustin Richardson had been working at the sheriff's office for only 4 years at the time of Michaela's case. And because of his great work, he was recently promoted to detective. And the undersheriff is Marcus May. He's a terrific guy. And then the sheriff, Freeland Wood, who runs all of this, introduced himself at the shoot and said he was so happy that 48 was covering this story. Mm. I'm telling you, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office has a peer support group to help police, first responders, deal with the trauma that they experience on the job. And they told us, we see things that no one should have to see, and that weighs very heavy on them. So it's a tiny sheriff's department with a big heart and a lot of very professional, seasoned investigators, because they've got a lot on their hands in this rural county.
Chime is changing the way people bank by offering a rewarding, fee-free banking experience built specifically for you. Unlike traditional old banks that hit you with monthly maintenance and overdraft fees, Chime believes you shouldn't have to pay to get your own money, which is why they provide access to thousands of fee-free ATMs. I'm always looking for ways to save on everyday purchases, especially with all the extra spending that seems to come up over the summer. Chime can make it easy to save by offering 5% cash back on your Chime card in categories like gas or groceries. Your savings will also grow faster with a 3.75% APY, which is 9 times higher than the national average. Beyond the savings, Chime offers flexible tools like MyPay, which lets you access up to $500 of your pay, and SpotMe, which allows for fee-free overdrafts up to $200. Chime is not just smarter banking, it is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free. Head to chime.com/48hours. That is chime.com/48hours. It only takes a few minutes to sign up.
Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services for MyPay and Chime Card provided by Chime's bank partners. Optional products and services may have fees or charges. Stated annual percentage yield and cash back for Chime Prime only. No minimum balance required. Checking account ranking based on a J.D. Power survey published October 20, 2025. For more information on APY rates, MyPay, SpotMe, and travel perks, go to chime.com/disclosures.
There are people you are told to trust. Lawyers, teachers, especially doctors. But what happens when you put your life in someone's hands and they betray you? The hit podcast Dr. Death is back, and this season is unlike any other. Dr. Death the Cowboy is the story of a charming neurosurgeon who rode into Western towns selling a persona of confidence and care. He wore cowboy boots in the operating room and became sought after by patients he promised to heal. Instead, he left a trail of broken bodies. This season is about a doctor who was never truly held accountable for the patients whose lives he ruined. A story of greed, betrayal, and a fight for justice that will leave you questioning who to trust. Listen to Dr. Death the Cowboy wherever you get your podcasts, or binge the entire series right now only with Audible.
Welcome back. As search efforts were underway, with dozens of people turning out to try to find Michaela, there's one person who's absent. It's her husband, Frank Byers. After Michaela had been missing for 5 days, she was found in a large drainage pipe under a road, and she is wrapped in a carpet. Investigators quickly zero in on Frank Byers as the primary suspect. Meanwhile, Frank continues to spin his narrative of being the grieving husband, and he actually goes on TV. So I want to play a clip from a TV interview that he did with a local Fox affiliate, Fox 25. Just take a listen to this.
Even today, I called her. I mean, I know she's not here, but it's just the fact that I have her number still, and her phone's still on somewheres, and it would have been nice to hear her voice.
You know, Peter, I was looking to see if I was seeing any real tears coming out of those eyeballs of his, because often, sometimes people make crying noises, but they're not actually crying.
Right. Yeah, this is one heartless, uncaring, phony. This emotion that he had there was all fake. He had crocodile tears that didn't really flow. Frank was so comfortable lying on TV. He says her phone's still on somewhere. But in reality, he had her phone the whole time before investigators took devices into evidence. So he knew exactly where it was.
So, days turn into weeks. There's no arrest. Michaela's family, they are livid. Frank is still walking around. So I'm really curious, what sort of evidence were investigators looking for before they felt comfortable making an arrest?
They wanted a piece of forensic evidence that would leave no doubt that Frank was the killer. And Lieutenant Dakota Black told us townspeople knew it was Frank, but investigators needed to find that beyond a reasonable doubt kind of evidence. So they started digging into Frank's social media, and there was a treasure trove of information there. He had multiple dating profiles and multiple Facebook accounts. They found comments from women with screenshots on text messages with Frank. And one disturbing find, Frank was actually texting other women on the day of Michaela's murder. Mm. Even on the day of her funeral, Frank sent a photo of himself to multiple women asking something along the lines of, "How do I look in my tuxedo?" They also tracked down another girlfriend he had assaulted, and she said he used the same tactic on her with the story of Frank's four daughters being abused. So they found lots of stuff that really told them about how this man operates.
Right. And we see in the hour something else that they found. They recovered footage from a home security camera. And really, I mean, detectives believe that this is sort of the last that anyone would have seen of Michaela.
Yeah, I'm telling you, technology now is solving so many of these cases. Investigators were never able to find the actual physical security camera that recorded these images, but Frank used an app on his phone to view the images, and he thought, according to investigators, that he had deleted them. But when investigators did the forensic extraction on Frank's phone, they were able to find these images. The first image you see is Michaela coming into his home, and she's there for about 14 minutes. The next image, we see her leaving the home. The last image is Frank standing at his door looking out, like he was about to follow Michaela back to the shed where she was living, where investigators believe he confronted her and shot her.
Mm. Investigators also used a Walmart receipt to track down security camera photos. Frank Myers is seen buying bleach, ammonia, a mop. And according to Dakota Black, all of this looks like a possible, you know, toolkit to clean up a crime scene.
I mean, go to Walmart and buy all those things. Frank even called the police while he was at that Walmart buying those cleaning supplies.
And then there's also the carpet, right? And what investigators find out is that the carpet that Michaela was wrapped up in, that was a carpet that a neighbor had given to the couple for their dogs. So the evidence is adding up here, but they had hopes that a specific bullet that was found embedded in Michaela's wall would also test positive for her DNA.
That's right. And they weren't able to get a genetic confirmation on hair that was stuck to that bullet, but a dark substance that was found on Frank's boots was Michaela's blood. That's when they went in for the arrest.
38 days after Michaela was reported missing, Frank Myers is arrested and he's charged with first degree murder. His defense, though, negotiates a deal to take the death penalty off the table. Then 15 months later, he agreed to plead guilty and serve life without parole. Michaela's mother really feels like this is a cop-out because he chose to take Michaela's life and then he gets to choose his own punishment.
And I understand Barbara's frustration with the death penalty being taken off the table. Moving forward, they have now turned their grief, the family, into a charity. They have started Michaela's Purple Butterfly nonprofit to fight against domestic violence. And they raise money by selling handmade crafts made by women affected by domestic violence to build transition housing for victims. And once 48 Hours learned of Michaela's case, we really wanted to honor her by telling this story.
Well, you absolutely did. What I kept on thinking over and over again was just how remarkable she was. In her day-to-day life, she was transforming the lives of his daughters, her own children, the children at school. And I think about all that was lost, the future impact that she would have had because of one selfish person's actions.
She was a guardian angel to those four kids. Mm-hmm. And when Frank took her life, he really impacted theirs so profoundly. And we wish the best for those children.
Yeah. And, you know, once again, just spotlight on domestic violence, those red flags, that gut feeling, listen to them. It may end up saving, you know, your life or the life of somebody that you love. Peter Van Sant, always lovely having you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
And to our listeners, if you like this episode, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today. Also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.